On September 29th, 2018, I went to a bachelorette party for a family member. Once I returned home, I was met by a drunken lover who began to accuse me of things that never occurred. His verbal abuse moved to intimidation, which wasn't working, and that eventually led to physical assault. Call the police. The police comes, and the officer, the lead officer, says that there's not enough evidence available to arrest him and asks me to leave my home. After some persuasion, the abuser left, and I still didn't feel safe, so I left and stayed at a hotel. The next day, I went to file and order of protection, and one of the things I had to do was get the police report. Fast forward, I received that report, and it was filled with untrue information. After much fighting, I was able to get the body cam footage of what happened that night and escalated to the county sheriff's. And the sheriff himself called me to apologize for the injustice that had been against me, offered to amend the report, but nothing was done to that officer. The sheriff also let me know that my abuser should have been arrested, and there was enough evidence to arrest him that night, but for whatever reason, the officer decided to let him go. So during this time of me healing, I would do a lot of voice memos in lieu of writing or journaling. So I would do voice memos. And the voice memo that I'm going to play for you now is on December 4th, 2018, when I finally got the updated report. As I began to reflect on the chain of events that happened and the things I had to go through, I was hesitant on whether or not to share this with you all, but after much thought and consideration, this is my raw, honest, transparent truth, and this is the fallout of domestic violence. So this is not for sympathy or anything like that. I just wanted to give you an inside listen or look into the thoughts of someone who's trying to recover and heal from domestic violence, so you can get an idea of what that sounds like. So without further ado. The disobedience to my flesh have been so detrimental. It's cost me so much money. It's wreaked havoc on my body. It has impacted my children. Classes in school, I get off track. Oh my God, I just wanted somebody to somehow fill this empty space that is not fillable by people, things, or experiences. To go through there and be disrespected the way that I was. It
Disrespected. Just with no regard. This motherfucker disrespected me. Oh my God, I've never been disrespected on such a level. Taken advantage of and just used. Oh my God, I got played so bad. Oh my God, I got played so bad. Then today, the officer, he was such a dick to me. But at least now the report is going to reflect the truth. That's all I ever wanted, was just the truth out of this whole situation. Because I was good. I was good. And I was just treated like shit and abused. Then this officer comes, is supposed to be protecting me, and don't even try to help me. He don't even try to help me and put things in there. That I'm just this angry black woman, man. I'm just a woman just trying to get help. A victim. Oh my God. For your own sergeant to say that you were wrong and how you handled the situation. And yet these are the people who are supposed to protect and serve us. This man should have been arrested. He should have been arrested. And the officer failed to do his job, but he should have been arrested for what he did to me. But he's officer scot-free. That's not fair. Well, I'm sitting here living in fear, a prisoner in my own home, afraid to live my life. He gets no punishment for what he did to me. God, Jesus, man. Oh God, Lord, I need you.